This is Financial Standard, the definitive source of news, thought leadership and analysis for Australian wealth management professionals. Financial Standard, take the lead.
Hi, welcome to the Financial Standard podcast. My name is Matthew Wai and I'm a journalist at the Financial Standard team. Speaking with us today is EK Financial Group financial advisor, Aaron Kane. Based in Victoria's Roeville, Aaron has been a financial planner for nearly two decades now, in helping his clients to navigate retirement planning, investment strategies, and more. He's also recognized as a member of the FS Power 50, further showcasing his excellence in this particular area. Thanks for being with us today, Aaron.
No worries, Matt. Thanks for having me.
I would love to know, you know, what's your story getting into financial planning? How did you become a financial advisor?
No worries, mate. Well, it does go back quite some time ago. My dad started as a financial advisor in the AMP network back in 1987. So I was 4 years old back then. So I pretty much grew up seeing a lot of financial advice and services and dad helping clients even at our house. And, you know, he was working, trying to build a business from zero, right, from the ground up. So I saw that mum and dad had a, you know, reasonable, nice life, I think, as we're growing up. And it's not like that I was like, I'm passionate about being in advice and I want to be a financial planner. We didn't have those discussions at home. I think I just got to a point where I did navigate into banking and finance post school and doing some, you know, qualifications and things like that. And I didn't exactly get what I wanted to at uni. I wanted to get into commerce. My scores weren't high enough, so I went down the TAFE route, did it that way, and then got into uni post TAFE. But it kind of got to about the age of 21 where I was still working my part-time job from being as a kid and wasn't really doing much. I was partying probably too much, and dad was like, right, you're coming to work now. Dragged me in at 21 years of age, and just started showing me the ropes in the office, everything from the ground up, just from basic admin, and then eventually became an advisor. And from there, so 21 years later, you know what, I'm 42, so half my life I've actually been involved in the family business. And I'm proud to say, yeah, second generation advisor, and helped mum and dad realize their dream by buying the business off them. And we went through a process of succession planning. So probably over about 15 years or maybe 12 years, I was slowly buying into the business. Mum and dad helped me out with the initial equity, and then it was just buying off them because that was always their plan, you know, set this business up back in the 80s, something to sell, help them retire. So I wasn't looking for a handout, or didn't want that business given to me, and I was willing to pay for it, obviously at a family discount, which I managed to get, which is good. But yeah, so I became an advisor in 2007, so in my young 20s, early 20s, and just before GFC, global financial crisis, which was fun. And so I've been advising since 2007 and really just kind of took the direction of the business. So dad really did let me, I guess, take a bit of direction. Early on, he probably saw I had that. When I joined, it was just him and a receptionist, and that was about it. It was just a sole kind of life agent back then. And I wanted to take it into a business and be more holistic, financial planning advice, and really cover a lot of facets and add in lending and banking solutions as well. So I did all that, and yeah, he kind of let me drive the strategy of the business. And from where we are back then to now, we've got 12 in the team, and I'm 100% shareholder and owner.
It's amazing to, you know, hear your story. It's, you know, very financial advice related as well, like, you know, how like in it can be applied in across all aspects. So, you know, across, you know, more than 20 years in the industry now, What really motivates and drive you to excel in this area?
There's probably a few things, I guess. Like, it definitely changed over the last decade or so because I've got a young family now. So my priorities have probably changed a bit to what they were 10 years ago or even 15 years ago. But 15 odd years ago, probably when I was starting out, really what drove me was, look, creating a great lifestyle for myself and my wife back then, my current wife now, but when we're newly married and together, trying to set ourselves up. But definitely, as I built better connections with clients, it was all about making sure that they had great outcomes. So making sure our clients were really taken care of. You know, I'm proud to say we've still got clients now that have dealt with our business for 30 plus years. And they remember maybe coming to my house to sign some paperwork, and I was this little kid about the height of the table. right? And then now I'm advising them so that they remember these stories, which I often find amazing, right? And I want to then pass that on to the next generation to hopefully my kids want to be in the business one day, you know? So I've got a 12 and a 9-year-old. And if we can get three, I guess, generations into EK Financial Group, that would be pretty cool. And that's kind of what drives me now, but definitely it was the clients. And then as we started growing a team, kind of went from 3 to 4, 5 to 6 to 9, then it kind of changed a little bit as well around my staff and wanting to really drive the business. So, you know, for all of a sudden now I'm responsible of all these people, right? Their families and making sure they can put food on the table. So making sure that we have great client outcomes so we can grow the business. So my team grow and excel in their roles. They get this passion about what they're doing. They build great relationships with our clients as well. And then also me being there to obviously utilize my team to help me be there for my family more now as they're at an age now where I need to be around a lot as well. So that's, I guess, the driving factor of, and I guess over the time frame and the kind of last two decades of my mindset around what drives me.
So one of the key questions that, you know, came to my mind was that, would you consider passing, you know, the baton to the next generation? And it's, yep. I'm glad to see that, you know, that's on your radar. But yeah, yep. Like, so, you know, speaking of clients, you know, it is as volatile as it can get, it seems like at the moment. And How do you ensure yourself that, you know, you can help your clients navigate through the, like, you know, through these like challenging periods?
Yeah, look, as I said, it's there's uncertainty out there for sure. And we're going through something new, I guess, that hasn't been seen for decades, right? But it is, the market reactions are similar to a lot of other things. You know, when COVID hit, GFC before that. So my message is the same to my clients for all these different uncertain times and events. It's like, stay the course, you know, where we've built your portfolios in a particular way, depending on the life stage you're at. If you're a retiree, we've got cash, we've got buckets sitting there, we've got multiple years of income to support you while the market's recovering. We don't need to touch your volatile assets. So yes, balances, you can see them reduce, but we're not accessing or touching those parts of your portfolio. So don't stress about it. This is the plan. This is why we did it. And this is why we set this plan up in the last couple of years. And they're like, oh, okay, I get it. Yep, great. Thank you very much for clearing that up. So a lot of it's just reassuring the clients. What I typically do in times of uncertainty is do start doing a bit more video content and pushing that out to our clients as well. And it just reassures them. And I think I've been doing that so well in the past that, you know, we're not getting phone calls and people stressing out and worrying about it, because it's a very vocal thing that we do talk about uncertain times, and they are going to happen. And we say, look, it's not everything is sunshines and rainbows, and it's not going to be always so great. So there's going to be periods of this, but we've set up your investments and your retirement and whatever we might be doing for you in a certain way to manage that storm when it does come around. And it's just remember that, and it's just stick to the plan and don't do anything silly. Like, I'm there to talk you off the ledge if you're going to do something crazy. And that's what we do. And all my advisors in the office do the same thing.
You know, speaking of how successful your business has been, you're looking to, you know, head into a self-licensing model. What does that mean for the business moving forward? Like, what can your clients expect?
Yeah, thank you. So it's really an exciting next stage of EK Financial Group. And I actually sent out a video notifying our clients the other week of this change that's happening imminently, and also put it out on socials and got some really good rapport from it. But it is a positive thing. I've been having the thoughts of this for quite some time, probably multiple years, to be honest, and made the decision late 2025 in quarter four, probably about October, November, and decided, yep, let's do it, and partnered with a great self-licensed business, Entirety Alliances. And yeah, they've really helped me navigate through the process in getting there. So one of the main reasons, I think, you know, 40 years in one license pretty much coming up, it was time for us with our business growth and where we're heading was to make this change. As I said, it's a positive change, and I think it's just going to really help us. You know, I'm pretty tech and process driven person, and typically the systems and processes we have are pretty, I guess, more sophisticated than probably most. And like, we've gone a long way in the automation and the technology and all that stuff too. So we're getting some roadblocks. So I thought, next best thing for us is to be able to be a bit freer in our decision making on where we take the business. And that was probably one of the main pinnacle moments of me, I guess, deciding to go self-license. So it's going to be a positive thing for clients. Our clients are hopefully going to get, you know, more efficient and quicker responses and advice delivered as well, more streamlined. It'll help us grow the team quicker as well and get more support. So yeah, I think that was just the next stage in EK Financial Group. And it was I guess in the end, it was something I was weighing with for a while on the decision. It wasn't about if it's the right move to do it. It was more about the legacy piece and being the loyalty, because like we've been with one license for nearly 40 years, and that was probably the thing that just slowed me down in making that decision.
Regardless, I think it's an exciting time, you know, ahead for the business. So, you know, as mentioned earlier as well, I want to take some time to congratulate you for making the Power 50 list.
Thank you.
What does that mean to you? Like, what does that recognition, like, you know, sort of mean to you?
It's a big one. Yeah, I've made it 3 years in a row now, which is fantastic. And look, I guess it's the manifestation of a decade or more of how we've grown the business and hard work. So it wasn't something I just did and achieved right there and then or a year later. So I think a lot of steps have led to this point, but my clients love it. Obviously, the recognition is fantastic because they see that, prospect clients see that. They all say I deserve it so much as well. So my clients are very loyal. As I said, we've had clients for a long, long time as well. So I guess for them, it's seeing that they are working with someone that's, you know, recognized as one of the top 50 influential in Australia. It kind of reassures that, you know, even though they don't have any doubt on me or the relationship or the business, but it just really cements that decision they've made to stick with us for so long. And as I said, it really does help with, I guess, promotion and you know, bringing in new clients and people finding us and, I guess, seeing me on the radar and people understanding and learning who EK is. So, yeah, it definitely helps in those areas for existing clients, new clients. And look, for me too, like it's a nice recognition to have, you know, pretty nice to say that and tell friends that I've achieved this, you know, top 50 influential advisor in Australia. So yeah, it's great. Mum and dad are very proud as well. So yeah, they love what I do and they support me a lot. And obviously my wife and kids.
So finally, you know, this is my favorite question for advisors. Mm-hmm. And I would love to know what you do in your free time and, you know, sort of what you do to wind down.
Yep. What free time? I guess as business owners, advisors, like, you know, with several hundred clients and a team of 12, it's... Yeah, free time is a bit sparse, but definitely this year I am really focusing on not doing night meetings anymore. Like 1 day a week is all I allow clients to see me, and they respond to that well because they know I've grown up from this young kid that had lots of time to this adult now with my own young kids. So I guess what I'm doing now is just being involved in a lot more of my kids' sports. I'm now team manager of my son's football team. He's under nines. So there's a bit more involvement there within the club and his sessions as well, and me organising parents, which is probably the harder bit than organising kids. So involved in that. And then personally for myself, I love golf. My dad's a Scotsman, so he got me into golf really young at like 10 or 11. So I've been playing golf a long time. And so I'm a member at a club and yeah, try and play. Unfortunately, with a lot of work I've had recently in the self-license move, it's taken a bit of time. So my golf has got a bit of a... on the back foot at the moment. And I typically try and play on a Friday so it doesn't eat into family time on the weekend. So golf. And then I thought, hey, I wasn't busy enough, so let's start triathlon. So when I turned 40 2 years ago, I thought, look, I was seeing people at my age and it's like, you can go two of different ways, I think, as you get a little bit older. You know, do I want to be fit and unhealthy or have issues walking upstairs and, I don't know, back problems and stuff? So I just like, no, I don't want that. I was always into the gym and being active, but I was getting a bit tired of lifting weights and a bit bored with it. So got into triathlons and so now I'm swimming, riding and running consistently, weekly, feel the best I've ever felt, lighter than I've ever felt. My body's great. And yeah, just completed on the weekend, just gone the Geelong Half Ironman, the 70.3, and beat my time by 8 minutes from the year before. So I did that in 5 hours, 28 and feeling pretty good.
Amazing. Those are all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for your time, Aaron.
No worries, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this Financial Standard podcast. For more information, visit financialstandard.com.au. Please keep in mind that the information discussed in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider personal circumstances. Reliance should not be placed on any content without further independent financial research and advice.